Shop the best Black Friday weekend deals up to 70% off only at Tanger Outlets. Save big at Crocs, Old Navy Outlet, American Eagle Outfitters, Kay Jewelers, and hundreds more. Find something for everyone on your list during our biggest sale of the year. Hundreds of brands, endless gifting options. Unwrap the best at Tanger Outlets. Stores open at 6 a.m. Black Friday. Get your savings at Tanger.com. Big time deals on big name brands.
It's finally here. Stop into Menards for amazing Black Friday deals. A 54-inch giant snow tube is only $9.99 each. Ladies' slippers are just $6.99 a pair. And a men's heated jacket is $49.99. Ah, there's so many great Black Friday deals. I can't list them all. You'll have to hurry to Menards while supplies last to get these and many more Black Friday deals. Sale good Black Friday through December 1st. See Menards.com for details.
Save big money at Menards.
WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show. Streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Morning, happy Friday to you. Welcome into a new day, the final day of the work week for a lot of us. Hopefully it is for you, and I'm not just rubbing it in. Although, I've got a lot of things I have to get to this weekend, as I'm sure many of you do, especially this time of year, right? This is the time when you gotta get all the things out of the way that you said you would get done before the holidays, or that you said you would get done before the end of the year, and now time is running out. I've got to get rid of all my old clothes still that are too big for me, and I keep saying I'm going to get rid of them this weekend, and then that becomes next weekend, and then that becomes next weekend, and to the point where I haven't done it. And I want to get that done because I want to get those to people that can use them, because a lot of them are, you know, winter clothes. They're from last winter. And then you've got to get ready for the holidays, whether it be things you need to do to get ready for having people over for Thanksgiving or going over somebody else's house for Thanksgiving. I'm probably going to have to make a trip to Stevie's in the next couple of days and figure out what I'm bringing for cocktails for the Thanksgiving get together. And then, of course, there is the Christmas shopping, which I haven't done and I won't do for another, what's today, the 22nd? Probably another month, probably 30 days. December 20th to the 23rd, that's when I do my shopping, somewhere in that window. But again, I usually already know what I'm going to be buying when I go out, so it makes it a lot easier. The hard part is always figuring out what to get my mom and dad around the big gift card that I always give them for Lowe's. And so it's like, well, usually I get them like some nice sweatshirts or jackets or something because they both work overnight and they're both out there when it's cold at night and they're not going to buy a nice one for themselves. You know, like if my mom bought one for my dad, she'd buy him a good one. If my dad bought one for my mom, well, he'd tell her to pick it out. But neither one of them will buy a nice thing for themselves. So I try to get them something nice each year in that regard. You know, just a couple small things. So my shopping is easy. All my nieces and nephews, we do gift cards. Or I do gift cards. You know, it's up to them what they want to get. And I tell everybody that wants to give me a gift, just give me a gift card. And, you know, at first I thought that that was being I didn't want to seem like ungrateful. Like, oh, I didn't want it to seem like I don't like the things you pick out for me. So give me a gift card so I can pick out my own things. And that wasn't what I felt like at all. I felt like, you know, don't rack your brain trying to get me something, because I'm actually pretty easy. But everybody actually loved the idea of giving me gift cards. Especially when they found out that I saved them up to get something big. To buy a TV, or to buy a computer, or to buy, I bought my grill 1 year with gift cards that I got for the last couple of years. You know, if I was going to go out and buy a grill myself, this was in 2020 when everybody was stuck at home and grills were kind of hard to get. But if I was going to go out and get one myself, I was just going to get like a, you know, like an $80 little square charbroil grill. Because it was just me, didn't have a lot of food to cook. But if I had my choice, I wanted the nice big one that had gas and charcoal and a smoker and all that. And so I ended up just taking gift cards, saving it up, and getting that one. So I'm definitely someone who appreciates the idea of a gift card. So I'm just looking at an email trying to figure something out. And so you've got your weekend. What are we down to? I think like 6 weekends before the end of the year. So you've got that much time to get things done before something else that you were going to do becomes your 2025 resolution. Which, if anybody remembers, I don't make resolutions, because I'm just going to break them. The only one that I've ever kept was every year my resolution was to lose weight. And I guess, you know, I kept that one. But other than that, I usually break them within like a month. I'm just not committed to it. So one of the things that we talked about earlier this week is I was talking about the movie Wicked coming out. And although today is the release date, it's actually been out for a couple of days. Yesterday, they had screenings. They had a special screening on Wednesday night for some people. I don't even get how they do movie releases now, honestly. Because they tell you that the release date is this day. So they tell you it's the 22nd of November. But you know that you're actually going to be able to go November 21st and see it. It used to be that you would have to go to a midnight screening. So like, yes, it comes out November 22nd, but we're going to put it out at midnight. So we actually, you know, you're going to go line up at the movie theater at 11 o'clock on the 21st. And then I don't know what happened. I don't know if it was that the movie theaters didn't want to keep staff after midnight because, you know, then you got to pay people more and all that kind of stuff. I don't know if that was part of it. They started having like 7 and 8 o'clock screenings on the night before its actual release date. And then some movies started getting to like 3 and 5 p.m. screenings the day before its official release date. So why not just change the release date to a day earlier now? And I'm sure it has something to do with their, you know, movie studio accounting and all of that, but... So the movie's been out for a couple of days. I know somebody, and then they do these sneak screenings for like influencers and things like that. I've had the chance to go to a couple of those with friends that are influencers. And they get to see it a couple of days before it comes out so that they can start building up buzz about it. But I don't believe anything an influencer says about a movie, because they're only going to say positive things because they want to keep getting invited to these things. So you could see a movie that's an absolute dog, and they're not going to say that because they want to make sure that they get invited to the next one, because they always give them little freebies and, you know, thing, and then they reshare their posts and they build followers and, you know. But I know somebody who went to see Wicked on Wednesday and loved it. And I'm sure I know some people now that went and saw it Thursday. But when I was talking about it earlier this week or late last week, I forget when, and I said, do me a favor, when you go to the movie, don't sing. Because the people who are in the movie theater paid to hear the people in the movie sing, not you. And I got some app chat messages from people that are like, it's a musical. People are going to sing. It's a musical. That's what people go to them for. Like, really? Because I don't think so. And now it turns out AMC, including the AMC in the Dartmouth Mall, is asking you not to sing. So some movie theaters have a sign up in the lobby that says, you know, please refrain from singing during Wicked. And at AMC, instead of doing that, they have a disclaimer at the beginning of the movie on the screen that tells you, you know, well, it's the narrator telling you, you know, no talking, no texting, no singing. And I don't know how they're going to enforce that or if they're even going to enforce it, but it makes sense. You're in a movie theater. You're not at a concert. And even at a concert, I don't want to hear you sing. At a concert, it's weird. I don't mind the crowd singing as a whole, but I mind the people that are around me singing. Especially if they're off key and I can't hear the performance because they're so obnoxious. But I also know when I go to a concert that that's part of the deal. And I just hope that I get people around me that aren't that bad. And I know that it's something I'm going to have to put up with. It's part of the social contract of going to a concert. People are going to sing. I don't expect that to happen when I go to the movies. I expect when I go to the movies to be able to watch and hear the movie. Now, if you want to sing along quietly to yourself in your seat, that's not going to bother me. And so I had to go to a doctor's appointment over in Dartmouth at the South Coast offices on Fawns Corner Road. And I said, you know what? I'm just going to go ask while I'm over here. I'm just going to go ask at the Dartmouth Mall, like, see what their policy is about this. And this is before I knew about the disclaimer. And as I walked into the mall, the theater was still closed. But there was a young lady there waiting to be let into the theater who works there. And so I asked her, I was like, do you know anything about this? You know, some theaters have signs up. And she's like, well, as far as I know, we don't have any signs unless they're, you know, putting them out today. Because the movie technically came out yesterday. Well, actually, technically comes out today, but had been out yesterday. So she said, I don't know if they're going to put up signs, but I haven't seen any. She said, I do know there's something on the screen before the movie. So maybe, you know, that takes care of it. So they don't need to put the sign out. And then I talked to somebody who saw it in Dartmouth on Wednesday night and said, yes, there was something on the screen. And then the news stories came out yesterday afternoon that AMC was putting out on the screen not to sing along. So what does this mean in the grand scheme of things? How does this impact your life? Probably not much at all. But this is a morning talk show. And we're going to talk about the things in society that are little quirky things. And this is certainly one of those things that they actually have to. And I put this out on WBSM's Facebook page and on Fun 107's Facebook page. Got a lot of comments on the Fun 107 page, predictably, because, you know, it's a family radio station. A lot of moms listen to that radio station. A lot of people who are probably excited to go see Wicked and bring the family. And believe it or not, there's been more people that side with me that are like, no, it's a movie. You don't sing in a movie. I mean, there are the people who are like, well, way to go, AMC. Way to cost yourself more customers. I don't think AMC is worried about losing customers. They're going to have more people that will go see it in the theater, knowing that there's a rule against singing. the people who want to go see the movie in the movie theater and we're going to sing along, they're not going to not go. They're obviously super fans of the show that are waiting to see this movie. They're not going to not go. And in a month from now, on Christmas Day, they're going to release a sing-along version in 1,000 theaters worldwide, or 1,000 theaters across the country. And so I don't know if AMC will be one of them. I don't know where, none of that's been released yet, but you'll have the chance to go and see the movie and sing until your heart's content. Save it for then. And then other people were commenting like, well, when we went to the Taylor Swift movie, they encourage people to sing. Yes, and the employee mentioned that to me when I went over there, but that was different. That's a concert film. And also, let's be honest, they weren't going to be able to stop people at a Taylor Swift movie, concert movie, from singing and dancing. They weren't going to be able to stop. They should be able to stop people at Wicked. It should be a small part of the audience of each showing. You know, maybe 7 o'clock tonight is going to be packed with Wicked fans, but you know, 4 o'clock tomorrow afternoon, 2 o'clock Sunday. I don't know when these are scheduled. So don't think of these as the actual times. Also, it's 2 hours and 41 minutes long. And this is just part one. So whatever energy people have at the beginning to start singing along, I don't know that it's going to last through 3 hours in the movie theater because you're going to have a half an hour of previews beforehand. And I know I'm complaining about things and I'm being the complainer about going to the movies, but I actually like the trailers at the beginning of the movie. And unless I'm on a time crunch, give me as many trailers as you want. Just don't make them, you know, the ones that are being run everywhere already. Give me like a new version of the trailer. I used to watch a show on, I think it was Access, called Nothing But Trailers. And it was a whole half hour, hour long show where they just showed movie trailers of things that were coming up. I love movie trailers. You could access them on Xfinity, on the cable box. And there's nothing cooler than, you know, now with the internet, it's a little bit different because you hear about things ahead of time. But there's nothing cooler than sitting down at a movie theater and seeing a trailer for a movie coming up and you're like, I didn't even know they made that. Like I didn't, you know, if you told me there's a movie about a conclave, I'd say, oh, well, that's interesting. I'll watch that when it comes on cable because I've always been fascinated by that process. But then when I went to the movie theater and saw, I forget what I saw, Beetlejuice. And they had the trailer for Conclave at the beginning. And I was like, wow, that looks really good. I've got to go see that. Now I still haven't. But maybe I will on Thanksgiving. Because I'm not going to go to Wicked on Thanksgiving. No way. That's going to be full of people that are singing. 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails in the WBSM app. Is it going to bother you if you go? It doesn't have to be this movie, but if you went to a movie that was a musical and people were singing along, would that bother you? I can tell you the only time I can think of people singing along in the movie theater, aside from obviously, you know, Rocky Horror, that's a different type of experience. I didn't see Mamma Mia in the movie theater. I've never seen the movie. I've never seen the musical. But people are likening Wicked to that. They're saying that it's going to be that type of an experience where people had been waiting for this film version of a show they loved and people were singing and dancing in the aisles. And that probably will happen in Wicked. But the last time I can remember people singing in the movie theater is when I saw That Thing You Do in 1996. Because the song plays so much through the movie that by the end of it, people were singing along, but it was kind of tongue-in-cheek. They were doing it because they'd heard that song so much. It's a great song. Great movie. So I'm going to, you know, ask if you would get upset about that. I'm also going to ask, what is the best movie musical that you have seen? 508-996-0500. That's our mindless question of the day. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning. How are you doing, Tim?
Good. How are you?
Great. So my favorite musical would be the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
That's a great one.
Yeah. So, but I got a quick story little different on a different topic. So a couple weeks ago, I heard a radio host saying, you know, for giggles, he went to a random bookstore to sign books that he wrote, put out there. And my wife, being a big fan of that radio talk host, I am too, don't get me wrong, but she also enjoys when he does his extra activity. So I went and picked it up for her birthday. It made her day when I gave it to her yesterday for her birthday, that signed copy of the book. So thank you much, Tim, for that.
Oh, no problem. I have a lot of fun doing that and kind of, you know, walking in and seeing where they are. The thing that bothers me, though, is I can't find it anywhere now. Nobody seems to be restocking it. Now, I don't know if that's because they're selling out fast or because the stores are like, yeah, don't buy that one anymore. Nobody wants that book.
Right? I was like, and when you had mentioned how many you signed and when I picked it up, I got like the second to last copy that was there.
Well, that's good. I mean, I guess they're moving. I guess people are buying.
Yeah, so that's a great job. I probably, when you mentioned what you did, probably helped.
Well, thank you so much for picking it up. I'm glad she enjoyed it.
Very good. Thank you.
All right. You have a good weekend.
You too. Bye-bye.
And yeah, that's, I mean, I do that just because I think it's kind of funny. Like when I go up to the register or I go up to the manager and I'm like, can I sign these? And they're usually like, no, you can't write in those books. Like, no, but I wrote it. Prove it. I went to a Walgreens. Which Walgreens was it? It was one of them. Think. It's hard to remember because they all look the same inside. Can't remember if it was Kempton Street or if it was Purchase Street. But I went into one of them and they had the book and I said, you know, I'm going to sign these. Oh, no, it was the Wareham one, the Wareham Walgreens. And I said, I'm going to sign these books. And they're like, why? I said, well, because I'm the author. And they said, let me see. And they looked at the author page and like, that's not you. I'm like, I know, I lost a lot of weight, but that is me. I had to show them my license and prove to them that that's who I was. I'm sure they were just giving me equal crap back. So, yeah. 508-996-0500. Let me take my first break of the morning and we'll be right back.
To a room with some lace and paper flowers.
Welcome back in. It's time to go now into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt. Take it away, Phil.
After backlash, Trump picks a replacement for Attorney General nominee Matt Gaetz. What Thanksgiving dinner will cost you this year? And at the movies, leave the performing to the actors.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
President-elect Trump is picking a replacement for Attorney General after Matt Gaetz withdrew his nomination for the position in Trump's cabinet. Trump chose former Florida Attorney General Pam Bondi for the position, saying in a post on Truth Social that she will refocus the DOJ to its intended purpose of fighting crime and making America safe again. Former Florida Congressman Gaetz is accused of having sex with a minor in the past, and some Republican senators expressed reservations about the nomination. Pete Hegseth took to Capitol Hill on Thursday as he played defense regarding sexual assault allegations. A California woman says President-elect Trump's defense secretary pick sexually assaulted her years ago. The Fox News personality confirmed he paid his accuser an undisclosed amount of money for a non-disclosure agreement. Rudy Giuliani is appealing a court order to surrender most of his assets to two election workers he defamed. A judge ruled Giuliani owed the two women $146 million, and he's been ordered to turn over many of his belongings, including his New York apartment, Mercedes-Benz, luxury watches, signed memorabilia, and cash. Giuliani hoping to reverse the decision with this appeal. The cost of serving a Thanksgiving meal is 5% lower this year compared to last year. Christopher Pudens is the Iowa Farm Bureau economist.
The total cost for Thanksgiving dinner for 10 was $58.08.
He also notes farmers receive only 16 cents of every food dollar spent. The American Farm Bureau study finds the cost is still 19% higher than before the pandemic. And the Thanksgiving travel crunch has already begun. Brian Shook with more.
Travelers like this man at Los Angeles International Airport told KTLA-TV that he was trying to get a jump on the holiday crowds but ran into delays.
It is expected. It's busy time.
His flight was canceled and rebooking was going to keep him on the ground for at least 2 hours. The TSA expects more than 18 million people to be checked through to their gates through December 2nd. I'm Brian Shook.
American Airlines improving its technology to crack down on allowing passengers to board only when their assigned group is called. As airports prep for holiday travel, the airline announced the move on Wednesday. Executive Julie Rath said American Airlines hears from customers that boarding with their assigned group is important to them because it's a benefit connected to their frequent flyer status or purchase.
Popular. You're gonna be popular.
And two blockbuster films are expected to jumpstart the holiday box office this weekend. Wicked and Gladiator 2 will both hit theaters. The adaptation of the long-running Broadway musical starring Ariana Grande and Cynthia Erivo is expected to earn at least $100 million in its first weekend. That would shatter the record for the best opening for a Broadway adaptation. If you're watching at theaters, including AMC and Dartmouth, the orders are no singing along. Stay quiet in your seats. Tim Weisberg has the story up on the WBSM app. Meanwhile, Ridley Scott's sequel to his 2000 Oscar winner is anticipated to bring in $65 million in its opening weekend.
WBSM Sports.
The Boston Celtics are away tonight playing the Washington Wizards at 7. Bruins are off to Detroit to play the Red Wings on Saturday. That's a 7 o'clock game, too. And the New England Patriots are headed south to play the Miami Dolphins Sunday at 1. Game here on WBSM.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Another cloudy, rainy day on tap for us here on the South Coast today. A high of 53, getting down to a low of 40 this evening. More of the same on Saturday with temperatures dipping into the 40s. And that strong wind moving in is going to make it feel even colder. This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven. I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM. And get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
Welcome back in. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hi, Tim.
Morning.
Well, you're going to burst my bubble here because I can't belt out a tune like Ethel Merman.
You can at home. You're welcome to do that at home or in the car, but not in the movie theater.
The only time I've ever done that, truthfully, in a movie theater is for Mamma Mia, because it was my generation of time when ABBA was very popular. So I knew every song by heart. And everybody was singing in the theater. I mean, it wasn't just myself. But truthfully, the only time I've ever sang elsewhere was in concerts. And because, you know, concerts, you always sing. That's just how it is. People sing. They have a good time. My pet peeve about a concert is when people get really, really drunk and then they stand up on the bleachers and they're obnoxious and they're jumping up and down and loud and stupid. That I can't stand. Because when people get drunk, they tend to get way over the top. And that, to me, like, ruins it for other people that want to enjoy it. Like when I went to the Billy Joel / Elton John concert in 93, I think it was. These people in front of us, all these young kids, were standing up on the bleachers. I'm surprised they didn't apprehend them to get down and Well, some people were. They put them in the corner like a little kid, you know, with timeout. They did that with some of the people. But that should never happen. People shouldn't get that out of hand.
Well, I mean, I think, too, you know, like you said, going to Mamma Mia, like that's kind of intended with that movie because that's intended with that show to begin with. Like inherently at the – that's one of the few like Broadway shows where they encourage people to sing and dance in the aisles and all that. In general, that is considered – taboo to do at Broadway, you know, like to sing along. Like you're supposed to sit there and just enjoy the performances. But because of the nature of the Mamma Mia show, you know, they were saying in the trailers for that, you know, come and sing and dance and the, you know what I mean? So like that was part of that experience. I don't think it should be like that for every movie musical. Like if they made a movie of, you know, a remake of Grease, people shouldn't be going to Grease and singing along.
Right, but I'm sure they do. I know my daughter would be the first one in line doing that because she loves Grease, so she probably would be. But I do get it, and I've never really sang in a movie theater except for that movie, which is such a feel-good movie, Mamma Mia. My mother was amazed that I knew all the songs. I said, why are you amazed? That is my generation of time. I knew ABBA backwards, forwards, sideways. I loved ABBA. So in my favorite...
Did you know that ABBA is the same backwards as it is forwards?
Yes. That's why I said that.
Okay.
I have their CD. I love them. I also, my favorite musical of all time is Les Misérables. I love that musical so much because of the powerful message it brings of forgiveness and second chances. I don't know if you've ever seen it or not, but it's a very powerful movie.
I haven't seen the one that came out years ago, but I saw an older one that I watched in school. I don't really watch a lot of musicals. I tend to kind of tune out, no pun intended, during the songs. So I don't really watch the musicals because it's just some of it's just too much. It all depends, you know. If the story gets me, I'll watch the whole thing. But generally, I'm like, it doesn't seem believable to me that people just stop singing right now. Stop do what they're doing and all start singing right now.
Right. Well, in that movie, it's some people don't like it. They say it's too loud or it's too, it's about the Revolutionary War, you know, in the 1700s in France. It's meant to be, it's about a prostitute, you know, who has a child and she's sick and she, you know, wants this man to raise her child for her because she's going to die. I mean, it's kind of bleak in a lot of ways. It's reality, but it's so powerful about second chances and forgiveness. I just love that movie, and I have it in like maybe 6 or 7 different times that it's been made from the musical, like in the 50s and 60s. The one from the years ago, it's too much about the war. It drags. I mean, how much more can you hear about the war? It's that I do not like, but the newer ones that they have, the newer versions are much better than the older ones. That was actually my most favorite musical of all time. I love that.
Well, I mean, I think it's a good one because it's you learn from it, you have an emotional experience from it. It's not just about, you know, it's a bunch of songs with a loose story connecting them, which unfortunately too many musicals are.
They are. You're right. And I don't like every musical either. I'm kind of picky about that myself. I went to see Cats one time and I thought it was the most depressing musical I've ever seen. I couldn't stand it, actually. I'm like, and some people love it. They say it's the most wonderful musical. I just thought it was depressing from the beginning to the end. Even the ending was dreary and sad. It was just, like you said, it has to be a really good musical. And I like Fiddler on the Roof. I love that one, too. That's another one from years ago. I really like that.
So
the music is really good.
And that's another one where, you know, I think people have come to know that so much over the years that, you know, there's going to be a desire to sing along with it. But it's also a very joyous show that you would think that it's going to kind of be hard for people not to sing along with it.
Right. Because that one, there's a lot of great songs in that, too. I actually have the music of that, the whole soundtrack of that. It's and I have the movie as well, because that is one of my favorites. It's really good. But so I just wanted to chime in and let you know that's how I felt about that. And as far as people's little quirks and all, I really, off the top of my head, I can't really think of them, except for I think what I really don't like the most is when people are late for things and you're waiting for them to arrive and they are always perpetually late. That, I think, is probably my biggest thing that really rubs me the wrong way, because because I'm so punctual about everything, and even early at times. So,
well, that was me. That was me for a long time. I was always late to everything.
Yeah, my mother used to have to fool my father and tell him, you know, that such and such started at a certain time, and she would say always an hour earlier because she knew he was always late for everything. And, you know, that is one of my biggest pet peeves, I guess you could say, that I don't like this, if it's a quirk that people do on a regular basis. No. So with that being said, that's what I had to say. And
thank you for the call.
You have a great day.
You have a great weekend. Take care.
Oh, you too. Bye.
And, you know, I don't want to make it seem like I don't like movie musicals. It's not that I don't like them. They're just not like my preferred thing to go see. I probably, you know, it's going to depend on the plot. It's going to depend on the subject of the movie. It's going to depend on if the music is the feature of the movie or if it's just something that enhances the storyline of the movie. Like I said, if it's just a bunch of songs with a loose plot connecting them, I'm not interested. But if it works in the music in a great, so like some of my favorite musicals, I guess you could count Willy Wonka, the original Willy Wonka film, as a musical. That's one of my favorite movies ever. Also, the 1986 film of the musical version of Little Shop of Horrors. That's probably my favorite musical, if I had to pick one. And a very kind of somewhat obscure film from the early 2000s, Across the Universe, which was a movie that tells a story through Beatles songs. And the way they incorporated all those songs and characters from Beatles songs into the movie, I thought was beautifully done. It was directed by Julie Taymor. It's one of the most visually beautiful films you'll ever see. And in fact, when I had a PSP, the PlayStation Portable, that little game system, one of the highlights of the PSP was, in addition to playing games on it, you could also watch movies. They put out like little mini DVDs that you could watch on it. And the only movie that I had was Across the Universe, because I would just be sitting at work and I'd put that on and watch it. But not a lot of people have seen it. In fact, when I interviewed Eddie Izzard prior to her appearance in Providence, that's what I brought up. I was like, I remember you as, you know, like one of my favorite performances of yours is as Mr. Kite in Across the Universe. And she was like, well, that's not what I get a lot. But that's my favorite, one of my favorite movie musicals ever. Anyway, 508-996-0500. Let me take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments.
I'll pretend that I'm kissing the lips I am missing and hope that my dreams will come true. And then while I'm away, I'll write home every day and I'll send all my loving to you. All my loving I will send to you. All my loving, darling, I'll be true.
And that's from the soundtrack of Across the Universe, the movie. If you've never seen it, and it's basically the story of Jude, played by Jim Sturgis, and how he falls in love with Lucy, played by Evan Rachel Wood. And they incorporate all the Beatles songs into the story, and characters from the songs like Dr. Robert and Mr. Kite and Sexy Sadie and all those kind of things. And also, like, you get hooked right from the beginning, because the movie starts with him just sitting on the beach and he starts singing the lyrics to Girl. You know, is there anybody going to listen to my story about the girl who came to stay? And like, that just kind of hooks you in right from the beginning. So if you've never seen it, I recommend it. Came out in 2007, and I didn't see it in the theater. and I wish that I had. And then that there was that other movie that came out a couple of years ago called Yesterday, about a guy who wakes up one day, and I forget like the specifics of like how it happened. No, he gets hit by a bus. And when he comes to, he lives in a world where the Beatles never existed. So he becomes like the world's biggest music superstar by, quote unquote, writing the songs that the Beatles are famous for in his reality. So, and then he eventually comes clean and, you know, figures out what's really going on. Because, and I don't want to ruin it for you if you've never seen the movie, but in his world, because the Beatles were never famous, John Lennon's still alive. And that kind of leads to him having a change of heart. But for a while, he has no problem capitalizing on the songs of Lennon and McCartney. But that's a fun movie. It's not quite the same. Across the Universe just hits you in the feels, as the kids say. I don't think the kids say that anymore. They used to say. Now they're millennials. 508-996-0500. I've got to take one more break before the end of this hour. We will be right back.
The WBSM app. On the move. Going everywhere you go in the palm of your hand. Download our free mobile app now in the App Store and Google Play.
From the WBSM Flagship Insurance Studio, the talk continues right now on WBSM New Bedford. Flagship Insurance Agency leads the way with affordable and sound insurance solutions for your business. Go to flagshipins.com. 1420 and 99.5 WBSM, New Bedford's news talk station.
Hard to believe that album's over like 25 years old now. Songs from American Movie, Volume 1, Learning How to Smile. Great, great Everclear album. Everclear, the first, you know, few albums, they just kept.
Save big on your Thanksgiving feast. All in the Kroger app. Buy 2, get 3 free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up with your card. Then get a juicy frozen grade A Kroger turkey for 49 cents a pound. Limit 1 with a $25 additional purchase with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.